Well, a very blessed and good Friday to you today. It is it's an honor to be able to be with you at this very holy time of the year and this special time of the day. You know, at 3 Central, 4 Eastern, I usually pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. But today we're going to pray the Chaplet now, all right? So if you have a prayer, if you have an intention, if you have a need, if you've never gotten through on the phones, and I received an email just the other day from a listener who says, you know, I've been trying to get through. I'm always getting a busy signal. That's because the lines fill up very, very quickly here. She did get through. She tried back, and she heard her intention mentioned by somebody else. So God answers prayers in small and kind of fun ways as well. But we'll take your calls. Here's the number if you're new to this. Maybe you only catch me for a short time every day. I normally, in about an hour from now, pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. I invite you to pray with me today. The number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. And this is a prayer that was given to St. Faustina by our Lord. And it offers the body, the blood, the soul, the divinity of our Lord to the Heavenly Father. And on this day, when Christ hung on a cross for you, when he died and shed his blood for you, I don't think there's a more powerful day to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. As we meditate and contemplate on our Lord's great passion, and as we join together in prayer, this is the day sin was defeated. Eternal life, you know, the doors of heaven were open for you and I. You know, we were redeemed on this day. So I know graces are going to flow. Before I start, I just want to tell you, today is day one of a novena that Jesus had asked St. Faustina to pray, leading up to the Great Feast of Mercy. Today, of course, Good Friday, tomorrow, Holy Saturday, and then Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. Of course, the last Sunday, the octave of Easter, is known as Divine Mercy Sunday. It's a powerful day. I'll talk to you much more about it later in the week coming up. I'll get you prepared for it. But the Lord made a specific request. You know, he asked St. Faustina to pray a novena of chaplets. And I'm going to do it today with you. So if you have a special need, let's take these next 9 days together, okay? And let's pray for the conversion of your child. Let's pray for that healing that you are so desperately seeking. Let's pray for that relief from that chronic pain, for maybe that surgery not be needed. Let's pray for the business to succeed or your finances to turn around. Let's pray for that inner healing you need, for the mistakes you've made in your past that you can truly feel and accept God's love and mercy for you. 9-day novena, whatever you want to, let's begin it today together. So every day the Lord gave St. Faustina an intention to pray, okay? And I'll share today's with you. Every day I'll share the intention so we can kind of pray together if you join me every afternoon. So, you know, he saved the very last day for the most difficult intention of all, and that was lukewarm and indifferent souls. And he says those souls cause him more suffering than any other. He says it was for such souls that my soul felt the most revulsion in the Garden of Olives. And it was on their account, he says, that I said, and this is St. Faustina, or the Lord saying to her, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass by me. The last hope of salvation for them is to flee to my mercy. So that'll be day 9. So if you're praying for somebody who's lukewarm in the faith, let's start today. But in the diary, this is what St. Faustina wrote that Jesus told her. He said to her, on each day of the novena, bring to my heart a different group of souls and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. On each day, beg my Father on the strength and the passion for graces for these souls. And today, this is what the Lord asks. So let's begin, okay? We'll pray the chaplet in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord said, today, bring to me all mankind, especially all sinners, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. In this way, you will console me in the bitter grief into which the loss of souls plunges me. Most merciful Jesus, whose very nature it is to have compassion on us and to forgive us, do not look upon our sins, but upon our trust, in which we place in your infinite goodness, and receive us all in the abode of your most compassionate heart. Never let us escape from it. We beg this of you by your love, which unites you to the Father and the Holy Spirit. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon all mankind and especially upon poor sinners. Enfold them in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, show us your mercy, that we may praise the omnipotence of your mercy forever and ever. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls in the ocean of mercy, opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. And Maggie, my producer, is praying with me today. And Maggie, before we take any calls, anything you want to lift up or pray for on this special day?
Yeah. I would, and I'm going to be honest with you. I've been struggling with this for the last couple of months. I parted ways with the young man that I was seeing a couple months ago, and just trying to figure out what God has intended for me. Prayers for that.
It's hard. My heart goes out to you, Mag. I'll pray for you in a deeper way. I know so many people struggle with these relationships, and Lord, I just pray that you bring into Maggie's life the person that you intend for her. And if it's this individual, that you mend those bridges, you bring about conversion, and you just allow new beginnings. But on this sacred day, I pray for Maggie and for all the graces that she needs and for the great mission that you set before her for her future and those who will be part of that. And I pray that for all who listen to us now, too. All those who are discerning religious life and vocations, those who are discerning marriage and are awaiting that spouse that you have intended for them, or those who are discerning new directions. And I give you these souls, but I give you especially during this chaplet today, sinners, those who are away from the faith, those who are most in need of your mercy, those who need conversion. Jay is praying with us in Northern California. He'll join us on our first decade today. Hi, Jay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
My honor.
I just need prayers for my wife's mental health. After 18 years, she wants a divorce.
Oh, no.
We lost a child 3 years ago, and she hasn't been the same since. And we have two little ones, a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I just don't know what to do. I mean, I just keep praying. So I don't have any answers. I have to give it up to God. And, you know, I'm just beside myself. I don't know what to do.
First of all, let me just say how my heart goes out for you. And you know, this is common in a lot of relationships, tragedy. A child dies by suicide or dies in some tragedy. So often it ripples into the relationship, and it's often hard to do. I'm assuming your wife and you have tried to get some counseling for this?
I'm in counseling, but no, she refused to go to counseling.
Well,
she just kept saying she's fine, and then everything just fell apart. So it happened 2 months ago. It just...
Well, look, Jay, I want you to hang in there, okay? You got through today. You're the first call on this sacred day, on Good Friday. God is mercy itself. I mean, he says to us over and over again that no mind, be it human or angelic, will ever be able to fathom the depths of his mercy. And prayer is the best weapon we have to the heart of God. Don't give up, okay? I want you to continue to pray for the conversion of your wife. Because the most beautiful creed we pray, the most beautiful creed we exhibit, we pronounce, is that creed in that hour of darkness. And right now, brother, I would never want to walk in your shoes, but I'm going to be with you, okay? And your family is too. We're going to be praying for you right now, and we're going to pray that God reverses the situation and that your wife and that you can be a beautiful testimony to the power of God's mercy. So, Lord, I give you this man, and today we started praying for conversion. We prayed for those who, Lord, need that special grace. And I call upon the sacrament of matrimony, the graces that you've given to Jay and his wife. I pray for her mental health. I pray for the woundedness of the loss she's experienced. I pray for those children who need both these parents. And Lord, you promised, and I'm going to stand on this promise today, that this chaplet would be a tool, an instrument of grace and a tool of conversion, that those away from the faith would return, that addiction would be freed, that you said that it pleases you to grant everything to souls who ask of you through this chaplet, that will obtain everything if it's compatible with your will. And I know you want this marriage together, Lord. And I just stand on that sacramental bond as I pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And Jay, you know, I just want you to know you're part of our spiritual family here. You and I are connected. Maggie and you are connected. Everyone who's praying with us right now. It's the power and the beauty of this time, and we pray for each other. You know, we rely on each other. And when you're in difficult times, it's hard to pray. I've been there. You know, it's hard to even have faith or trust. But we're going to be praying for you. And I know that there are many souls right now who are touched by your story. They're going to be praying for you, not just now, but throughout the day and the days ahead. So you'll experience that grace. Trust me. My producer, Tom, shared how he was fortified in losing his daughter by the grace of this family praying. So Lord, we give you Jay. Put him on your prayer list, everyone. We'll continue to pray for him. Maggie, not my producer, Maggie in Chicago, is praying with us as well. So, Maggie, good afternoon. Thank you for dialing in.
Hi. I would like to pray for my mom's friend's son, Dan McClyman, because he has leukemia, and it's a hard-to-treat one, and he's not responding to his treatment.
All right. Well, let's lift that up right now. We'll pray for leukemia. We'll pray for those, oh, gosh, Lord, who are in treatment right now, who are dealing with radiation and chemo and immunotherapies and have to face surgery. And I just give you these souls. I pray against cancer, and I pray for healing, especially for those today with leukemia. It's an intention that came up a lot yesterday. And I give you Maggie, 14 years old, with all of her intentions, and I give you all those today in the fight for their health. And we thank you for the crosses that we have. Give us the grace to carry them as you did on the way to Calvary. Fortify us. Lord, also let us experience the resurrection and liberty from many of these maladies as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Maggie, I know you monitor Twitter, and again, I'm grateful for everyone who posts their intentions there. If you don't get through to me on the air, I know it's hard because we have so many lines, you can always email drew@relevantradio.com. It's especially send the answered prayers here, because I definitely see those. Mark them answered prayer and just tell me your story, a couple sentences, a couple paragraphs, whatever you want. But I'm so grateful for the way God is really pouring forth his mercy in this time of prayer. We have every day there's an answered prayer or two that comes in, and some of these are very miraculous in nature, and I want to thank God for those on this decade. But you can also on Twitter, @DrewMariani, follow me, or @DrewMarianiShow, follow the show. Maggie monitors all of those intentions there, and she brings them to our prayer team every day. And Maggie, what's coming in now?
I want to lift up Eliu and Liz, our colleagues, their family, that God's will be done for them. They're still waiting on some important paperwork. Cecilia wrote to us and she said, "For my nephew, who is in a court hearing today over a custody battle of his 10-year-old son, my nephew has been a very good and full-time father for years, but now the son's mother has turned their son against my nephew, and there is great turmoil." Matt wrote to us and said, "For the chaplet, please pray for all of those affected in New Mexico by the fires." Antoinette said, "Please pray for my husband, Roger, who will have surgery on April 25th to remove a tumor from his bladder, that it might be benign and not cancerous, and if it's cancerous, that it can be treatable." We got an answered prayer in our tweets. Beth, we prayed for her yesterday, Drew. And that, I went back to look and see what that tweet was. She said, "Please remember my little cousin Trey. He's at Mayo Hospital having blood tested. Praying it isn't leukemia, which runs in our family. He's only 10 years old." So we prayed yesterday, and today she says, "Thought I wanted to pass this along. I sent that intention for Trey yesterday. Thank you all for the prayers. Keep them coming. No tumor or malignancy found."
Wow.
"Just now on steroids. Trey says thank you."
Wow, I love it.
Isn't that great?
I love answer prayers.
I know, me too. And then Monica wrote to us and she said, "I'm thankful for a successful surgery for my husband this morning. Thanks to God and all the staff of CSRHS in San Antonio."
All right. Well, we'll lift up all those intentions. Thank you for the answer prayers. I received an answered prayer too just before walking in here. It said several weeks ago I requested a prayer for a very special personal intention. I waited and waited and waited. I just want to let everyone know today I got an answer to that prayer, and it was what I wanted and even more. God is so good. Thanks for praying. Drew, please, I want to encourage your listeners to never give up on prayer, even when God seems silent. Thank you, and God bless you and all who prayed. Well, thank you for those answered prayers. God's timing's not ours. It's not. We have to submit to it. Like Maggie's in, you know, answered prayer, sometimes it happens within hours. Some days it takes days or weeks or months or even years. But God hears your prayers. And trust me, he will answer them. Brenda in Huntington Beach, thank you for praying with us on this day. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
Hi. I'm well, Brenda.
I need prayers. I need prayers for healing and restoration of my marriage and for my son to come back to our faith, to go back to school and to work, and for all the relevant prayers, warriors, to please continue on with our faith. And thank you for your service, because if it wasn't for Relevant Radio, I will not be here probably today.
Thank you. God bless you. Brenda, we are going to pray for you, and I am happy that you got through today, too. I'm going to see if I can get a few calls in today. But I just ask you to heal the pain of her marriage. And again, sometimes strange currents flow through the show. And today, I believe you are sending those graces of reconciliation and healing to many. I ask you to heal their memories. I ask you to allow the wounds of that broken heart to heal. I ask that you allow the grace of forgiveness to enter in. I ask for new beginnings today for those souls and those troubled relationships. And Lord, I pray against these attacks against marriage, whatever element may be at work, be it human or spiritual. And I just ask for healing and fortification. I ask you to strengthen good marriages, Lord, that they may be lights and witnesses to so many others in a world of increasing darkness. But I pray for conversion today. I know this prayer is heard today. I'm convinced that God is sending grace to that wayward spouse, that wayward child today. I know it. This is the day to pray for the conversion of that soul that you've been praying for. And really believe and really trust and offer the Heavenly Father the great sacrifice of our Lord on the cross. And let's do that now. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Bonnie in Oakland, California. Good afternoon.
Hi, thank you so much, Drew. I'd like to pray for Monsignor David Link, whose his dialysis is failing, and that some miracle could happen that he would either get a kidney or get a better treatment somehow. And also for my brother, who has been homebound for 2 years, and I know he's very lonely, and for all those who can't get out and go to Mass anymore. And also for the conversion of Scott, my dear friend's brother, who has a swollen hand, and he is not a Catholic, but we've been praying for him to convert for a few years now.
Amen. Let's keep praying. I believe God hears these prayers, no doubt in my mind. You know, he says that's the one prayer that is always heard and answered. We'll pray for the conversion, Lord, especially of sinners, those who wound your heart, and those who distrust you. But I want to lift up Bonnie, and I love this intention. There are so many who are homebound, who are dependent upon others. Lord, I pray for them, for they're the conduits of your mercy. They allow others to perform these deeds of mercy. I want to pray for those who are incarcerated, those, Lord, who right now are having ambulatory problems, health problems. I want to pray for the elderly, and in particular the homebound. But Lord, I give you again, as I've done every decade today, conversion, conversion, conversion. I pray for the conversion of those I love. I pray for the conversion of those who are now asking you for their loved ones. Lord, I pray for the conversion of those that lead these countries around the world, for our legislators, our Supreme Court. I just pray that nations, Lord, and individuals will govern their lives and their nations according to your will. And I ask for mercy and protection over our countries and over all who are now praying with me, from degeneration, disaster, and war. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Nader praying in Bakersville, California. Nader, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to call. I'm heading over to the confessional. It's been about 4 to 6 months since I had my confession, and you know, it's perfect day to do it. And I've been anxiously wanting to do so, but my been kind of putting it off to the side because of work and things. But I feel I'm ready now, and I feel I just need some prayers because I've struggled with a sin in the past that I just couldn't relinquish, and I'm asking just if, you know, some prayers, if I can have prayers to help me confess it and repent from it and fully move forward in following Jesus Christ, truly.
Well, first of all, I love your witness. And let me just tell you two things here. I mean, the first, one of the great deceptions of the evil one, the deceiver, is to make you think that this thing is greater than you are, that it has its hooks in you, that you'll never rise above it. When you go to the sacrament of reconciliation, there's a special grace that you receive, and it will help you rise above whatever the habitual sin is or whatever the proclivity may be. God will give you that grace. But the other thing Satan will try to do is give you a lot of excuses not to go, make you feel unworthy, put obstacles in your path. Don't do it. You know, the Lord said to Faustina, he said, tell souls to tell me everything and be sincere in dealing with me. When you enter the confessional, he says, reveal all the wounds of your heart and I will heal them. I will heal them. You're going to meet the Lord in that sacrament today. He says it's where the greatest miracles take place. They're incessantly repeated. And the thing is, if you've been away from the church for a long time, Nader's going back after 4 months, but I want to speak to you too. If you've not been to confession, return. It'll be a transforming moment for you. You'll be flooded with grace. The Lord told Faustina that if your soul was like a decaying corpse, that from a human standpoint, there'd be no hope of restoration. Everything would be lost, right? Not with God, not in the sacrament. He says the miracle of divine mercy will restore the soul in full. You will meet Christ himself in that sacrament. When you enter the confessional, he says, I'm waiting for you. I'm only hidden by the priest, but I'll act in your soul. So, Lord, I pray today for conversion, and I pray for healing from the wounds of our heart, of our mind, of our soul. I ask forgiveness for the ways we've offended you. And I give to you now Ron and Nader and Bonnie and Cass and Gina and Robin and Patricia and Mary and Tilly and Mary Carol and Anna and Mary and everyone else who's calling, everyone who's written, everyone united to me, with me on this great day. And we ask by the death of your son, by the passion he endured, that you hear the cries of the faithful. You hear our intentions, our pleas, Heavenly Father, and you allow those graces to flow and that miracles can unfold. So with trust and confidence, we turn to you as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
All you apostles and figures of the Passion,
Pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Stay with me. When we come back, I'll share with you a little bit of what St. Faustina saw. She was given a glimpse of what our Lord went through today. It's moving, it's powerful, and telling. I'll be back.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the relevant radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was a garden, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place, because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
It's amazing when you reflect back on what the Lord endured for love of us. It's just absolutely amazing. That moment in the garden where he sweat blood, you know, where he prayed, "Lord, if it be possible, take this cup from me." You know, the Lord told St. Faustina, revealed to many of the great saints, that you please him most when you meditate on his passion. And that scene there was just so powerful, even just listening to it. You know, St. Faustina recorded in her diary, she was able to glimpse that moment. She entered into the suffering that Jesus was undergoing in the Garden of Olives. And the Lord spoke to her. She had this incredible mystical experience. The Lord said to her, he says, "I shall give you a small portion of my passion, but don't be afraid. Be brave. Do not seek relief, but accept everything with submission to my will." And Faustina wrote in her diary, she says, "When Jesus was taking leave of me, such great pain filled my soul. It was impossible for me. I can't express it. Every beat of Jesus' heart was reflected in my own heart, and it pierced my soul." And in the course of the suffering, she says, "Love, my love, it just grew immeasurably together with him. I underwent in a special way all the various tortures." She was, in some respects, she was a victim soul, if you will. She mystically entered into the Lord's passion. She encountered it and lived it in a way that you and I may never experience. And what she said after this experience, and I'll share some of it with you. She says, "The world still has no idea of all that Christ suffered. No idea." She says, "I accompanied him to the Garden of Gethsemane. And I stayed with him in that prison. I went before him, before the judges. I underwent with him each of the tortures, and not a single one of his movements or looks escaped my notice. I came to know all the omnipotence of his love and his mercy towards souls." That's for you and me. The Lord did this for you. He did it for you. We can never forget that. You know, the Lord said, one of the surest ways to grow in holiness is to meditate on his passion. He says, "Remember my passion." If you don't believe my words, he says, "at least believe my wounds." That's what he said to Faustina. "Let every soul trust in the passion of the Lord," she writes. "Place your hope in his mercy. God will not deny his mercy to you." God will not deny his mercy, she says, to anyone. It is his greatest attribute. And God wants to give you that mercy. He's told Faustina, he says, you please me most when you meditate on my sorrowful passion. "For the contemplation of my painful wounds will be of great profit to you. And it brings me great joy." Faustina went from the garden, as she said before, Pilate and Herod and the judges, and she saw his tortures. The torture of the scourging. It's something, if you meditate, it will bring a tear to your eye. And the Lord suffered for a particular sin during the scourging. One that really is quite telling and striking. I know he suffered for all sorts of sins, but he actually mentioned one in particular. And when I come back, I'll share what the Lord went through the eyes of St. Faustina, and what that sin, maybe one that you're committing, caused such grave suffering. I'll be right back.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the relevant radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Wow. A blessed Good Friday to you today. What is truth? Truth incarnate stood before Pilate and looked him in the eye. Pilate would go on to try to release Christ and have him scourged, but ultimately he'd have him nailed to a cross. Today, we remember the passion and the death of our Lord. We give thanks to him for that great sacrifice. You know, give you just something to do in your spiritual life that will really please the Lord and will amplify your prayer. Meditate on the passion of Jesus. Not only does it greatly please God, but it draws into the heart of Jesus an understanding and grace for your sanctification. I mean, the Lord told St. Faustina, he says, "There's more merit to 1 hour of meditation on my sorrowful passion than there is a whole year of flagellation, of flogging that draws blood." He says, "There are so few souls who contemplate my passion with true feeling." He says, "But I give great graces to souls who devoutly meditate on my passion." Let me tell you what happened next. Faustina, and I thank God for the grace of divine mercy and for this wonderful soul who said yes to God. She went on this mystical journey with the Lord. She went and experienced Gethsemane. She experienced the moments he stood before Christ. She walked with him through the passion. She experienced tortures and pains, she says, that the world will never know. She saw the Lord tied to a pillar. The guards stripped him of his clothes. And then the scourging began, she wrote. She said, "I saw four men who took turns at striking the Lord with scourges, four of them." She says, "My heart, it almost stopped at the sight of these tortures. I saw how the Lord Jesus suffered as he was being scourged. Oh, such an inconceivable agony. His blood flowed to the ground, and in some places, his flesh started to fall off." His blood flowed to the ground, and in some places, his flesh started to fall off. That's how brutal his beating was. Four men tearing him up. She continues, she says, "I saw even a few bare bones on his back. And the meek Jesus, he moaned softly, and he sighed. The Lord said to me, he said, I suffer even greater pain than that which you see. And the Lord gave to me to know for what sins he subjected himself to the scourging. These are the sins of impurity. Oh, how dreadful was Jesus' moral suffering during the scourging. You know, I know many souls that come to impurity. It's one of the great spiritual diseases of our day. It's a cancer on the soul. The Lord gave his body. He suffered an unimaginable, horrific scourging for the sins of impurity. Let's atone from them. Let's confess them. Let's sacrifice in reparation for them. Let's thank the Lord for them, for his grace. After the scourging, of course, as you know, Faustina saw the torturers take the Lord. And again, they stripped him now of his own garments, which had already adhered to the wounds after the scourging. They put these on his body. As they took it off, she said, his wounds reopened. Then they threw a dirty, tattered, scarlet cloak over his fresh wounds. And they wove a crown of thorns, which they put on his sacred head. They put a reed in his hand. They made fun of him, bowing to him, calling him king. They spat in his face. Others took a reed, and they struck him on the head with it. Others caused him even more pain by slapping him still. Others covered his face, and they struck him with their fists. I want to stop there just for a moment, just a personal reflection of mine on the striking with the fist. The Shroud of Turin, which many believe, and I personally believe, is the burial cloth of Christ, is very telling. It reveals what a man who was scourged, crowned, and beaten went through. And as I examined the shroud, and I've meditated on it many times, I would encourage you to do the same thing. If you really reflect on it, you'll see what Jesus went through for you. I notice his face. You can see the right side or the left side of his face. It's almost disfigured. It's swollen. And I think that came from these guards, and from these people who blindfolded him and punched him and hit him and beat him. She said, still others covered his face, and they struck him with their fists. And believe me, they weren't hitting him easy either. I'm sure they were laying into him. She said this, Faustina wrote in her diary, she says, Jesus bore all of these abuses with meekness. Who can comprehend him? Who can comprehend his suffering? Jesus' eyes were downcast. She says, let every soul reflect on what Jesus suffered at that moment. They tried to outdo each other insulting the Lord. And of course, after being beaten, he was taken before Pilate and the crowds. I'm sure Satan was fomenting the crowds and at work, dancing with joy, knowing that, delighting in the fact that he is going to crucify Jesus, this miracle worker, the Son of God. He knew who he was. So he's condemned to death, and he's made to carry his cross. And Faustina said, I saw a multitude of souls crucified like him. Then I saw a second multitude and a third. The second multitude were not nailed to their crosses, but they were holding them firmly in their hands. The third were neither nailed to their crosses nor holding them firmly in their hands, but they were dragging their crosses behind them and were discontent. And Jesus said to me, he says, Faustina, do you see these souls? Those who are like me in the pain and the contempt that they suffer will also be like me also in glory. And those who resemble me less in pain and contempt will also bear less resemblance to me in glory. And then Faustina saw the Lord Jesus nailed to the cross. Amidst great torment, she said, as he hung there in agony. She says a soft moan issued from his heart. After some time, he said, I thirst. I thirst for the salvation of souls. Help me, my daughter. Help me to save souls. Join your sufferings to my passion and offer them to the Heavenly Father for sinners. That's a message to you and I. You can save souls. You can bring about conversion. You can unlock those miracles that you're praying for. Take that chronic migraine that you have, that osteoporosis you're dealing with, that rheumatoid arthritis. Take those cancer treatments. Take those financial hardships. Take those emotional heartbreaks. Take all the pain that you experience temporally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Unite them to the Lord. Be like the souls that he saw, that Faustina saw, those who were like him in his passion. They resembled him in glory. Help the Lord to save souls. Make your suffering meritorious. Don't waste it. Don't squander it. Allow it to be meritorious. For the Lord, as he hung on the cross in this hour, thirsted for souls. And then Faustina wrote, she said, I saw two rays issue from his side, just as they appeared in the image of divine mercy. And then I felt in my soul the desire to save souls and to empty myself for the sake of poor sinners. I offered myself together with the dying Jesus to the eternal Father for the salvation of the world. In just a few moments, I want to encourage you to walk with the Lord to Calvary. Father Rocky will be leading the Stations of the Cross on this Good Friday. And I'm telling you, there is a power, there is a merit in uniting our prayers to that of our Lord's passion. You know, the Lord said, please be most when you meditate on my sorrowful passion. Contemplating my wounds, it's of great profit to you, and it brings me joy. So I really want to invite you to do that. I want you to pray. I want you to offer the sufferings of your life, the hardships, the trials, the travails that you endure, the tribulations. Give them to the Lord today, and be courageous. St. Faustina wrote in her diary, and I'll leave you with this thought. She says, be courageous. Don't fear apparent obstacles, but instead, fix your gaze upon the passion of Jesus. And in that way, you will be victorious. I want to thank you for sharing part of this Good Friday with me. I really care about you. I love you. I pray for you. And I will be praying for you as I do the Stations of the Cross with Father Rocky right now. I invite you to take this time and give it to the Lord. And then I'll be back after the stations are over. And we'll continue our journey through this holy and most beautiful day. May God bless you.